People chat and drink coffee as they mingle between display tables at the Dandelion Festival in Kingston, Ontario. But the friendly chatter is soon interrupted by the sound of drums in the distance. Before long, a conga line of elderly-looking women comes into sight. Their outfits cause jaws to drop. Shawls are layered on aprons on top of house coats and striped leggings, all topped off by hats piled high with flowers, birds, and fruit. The raging grannies know how to make an entrance. With their own take on familiar songs, the grannies captivate the audience. People stop everything to stare at 80 crazily dressed women playing the washboard and singing at the top of their lungs. And that's when the grannies deliver their message about things like pollution, poverty, or health care. 63-year-old Margaret Slavin Diamond says the grannies are true subversives.
We deliberately look older than we are. We deliberately play on the idea that people expect less of older women. With these tunes that people think of as old-fashioned and safe, and then we say things that have a real edge to them.
The first group of Raging Grannies was founded in British Columbia in the mid-80s. There are now about 60 groups, including chapters in Minnesota, New York, and California. The grannies like to make surprise appearances at events like political functions and chemical industry meetings. There's no real hierarchy among the grannies, but there is one rule. You must be a woman and over 55.
Diddly-dee, a granny's life for me. A nice warm head and a walking cane. The courage to speak when the world's in pain. Grandkids making things new again. A granny's life for me.
60-year-old Rose Deshaw sits on a couch, bouncing as she sings. Even in this crowd of bizarre outfits, Rose stands out. She wears a neon-striped dress and bright yellow feathers in her hair. She resembles an exotic bird. And like many of the women here, Rose comes primarily as a grandmother.
Make things hum, more joys than sorrows, though there are some, a granny's life for me. And a lot of times in a protest, I just carry the picture of my grandbaby. That's all I need to carry, because they know what that's about.
Rose is one of the creative forces behind the Raging Grannies. She writes many of the songs, and she's author of a Raging Granny comic strip in a local newspaper. She's also been known to lead the group with the help of a rubber chicken.
It makes people sort of relax. I mean, you're not going to be too uptight with an old lady who's leading the singing with a rubber chicken. You don't know what she's going to do, so you might stay awake and watch it, right?
It's all part of the group's mission to soften people's skepticism with humor. John Bennett of the Sierra Club says the granny's style is effective.
And they often can take a political point and make it very clear in a very quick little song. That's much easier to do than a long speech to deliver the message.
But it's not all grandmotherhood and apple pie. At one demonstration, a group of raging grannies shielded a protester, preventing his arrest. Others were tear-gassed. Margaret Slavin Diamond says she's seen grannies challenge an officer in riot gear.
They see that man as their son, a man that they care about, and they try to talk to him in those terms of what do you think you're doing. And I think that that's something that older women in particular are able to do from our hearts.
As charming as these women seem, law enforcement officials do take them seriously. The Raging Grannies recently discovered that the Canadian Security and Intelligence Agency listed them as a subversive group. It's a label they wear proudly. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.
Hey,